These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Emma, 39, a full-time mum from Northwich.
I'm Victor, 56, a retired IT manager from Croydon.
I'm Jeff, I'm 62, a dot-com picker from Leamington Spa.
I'm Lucy, I'm 22, a trainee electromagnetic engineer from Hampshire.
That is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But, of course, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is immediately put out of the game. If they make it back safely, though, they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. First to face the chaser, it's Emma. Welcome to the show, Emma.
Thank you.
First up, nervous at all?
Little bit, yes.
All right, now, you are a full-time mum.
Yes.
How many children?
Three.
Crikey. Yeah. How old?
10, 3 and 4 months.
Now, what did you do for work before you became a mum?
Well, I've modelled for a while, actually, when I lived in Singapore.
What took you to Singapore, other than an aeroplane?
My dad lived out there.
Right.
And I went for a holiday, liked it so much, came back, quit my job and went out.
Good for you. If you won some money today, Emma, what would you do with it?
I'd like to buy a van, actually, for my partner so that he leaves the car at home for me to take
right.
the kids out in.
OK, perfect. Let's do that. Emma, this is the cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
Yes.
I wish you luck. Your
Thank
time
you.
Starts now. According to the Ryan, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs what?
Bite.
Correct. On the logo of KFC, Colonel Sanders wore what colour suit?
Red and white.
Just white. How many rooms are there in the traditional version of Cluedo?
6.
9. At Chartwell in Kent is home to over 130 paintings by which Prime Minister?
Pass.
Winston Churchill. What rodent precedes run to describe a small road used by drivers to avoid traffic?
Slip.
Rat. Vincent Gaddis coined what term for a three-sided area in the North Atlantic?
Bermuda Triangle.
Correct. Timmy was the canine member of which fictional group of children?
Pass.
Famous Five. What's the only Welsh venue used for the 2012 Olympics?
Pass.
Millennium Stadium. Which Peter Kay character said, garlic bread, it's the future, I've tasted it?
Oh, pass.
Brian Potter. What Lloyd Webber musical has scenes in Bethany, Jerusalem and Gethsemane? Jesus Christ Superstar was the right answer. Emma, £2,000.
Right, OK.
Get this out of your mind. We get to the table, it's a different ball
game.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the beast Mark Labette? So big his bathtub has high and low tides. Although, what about the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace? You know, he gets that hump so often, he's been offered a job ringing the bells at Notre Dame. Perhaps, or it could be the governess, Anne Hegarty. She hasn't always looked this good, you know. She's had a lot of work done and it took 3 plasterers and a brickie over a fortnight. Or maybe it's the cinema, Paul Sinner, so clever. He was born with 32 wisdom teeth. Who do you fancy taking on?
Sean.
Right, why?
Simply because I beat him the most when I play the app.
Really?
Yeah.
Here we go, it's time to bring on the chaser. Who is it? It is indeed Sean Wallace. Ah, yes, now then, it is your nemesis. It's the barrister and legal eagle. It is the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace. And by the way, mastermind chaser.
I know.
Chaser?
So you beat me on the app, do you?
The most, yeah.
Really? Well, Emma, being a full-time mum is an important job, so I'm not going to be mucking about here. I'm going to send you straight home.
Right, OK. Here we go. Let's put some money on the table. Emma, 3 steps ahead of the chaser. That's where we always start. There's your £2,000. However, if you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
Sadly, it's going to be 200.
All right, thank you for that. However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
20. £20,000.
Lovely opening offer. Thank you. Have a chat with your team. There you go. Lucy.
Thank you. 2,000 is great, honestly. You're the first one up, so, you know, just come back here. And 200 isn't negative, so as long as it's not negative, you do what you want.
Yeah, good. Thank you for that. Jeff?
Yes, I agree. £2,000 is probably what you need to bring back to us. We're a team. We're going to stay as a team. Your bum needs to be over there.
Thank you. Victor?
Start off with the 2,000. Bring it back here.
Lovely. Thank you very much. All right. You know, you're a pretty conservative team, I have to say. 200, 2,000, 20 grand. Emma, what'll it be?
I'm going to stick with the 2,000, Bradley.
Sticking with the 2 grand is fine. Chaser.
This isn't the app. This is the real thing now.
Let's do it. I wish you well. Emma, for 2 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these sportsmen would be most likely to wear Speedos? A, Michael Phelps. B, Michael Vaughan. C, Michael Essien. You've put Michael Phelps.
Yes.
Swimming trunks, aren't they?
Yeah.
Correct answer is... Of course it's Michael Phelps. That close to home. Chase has put... Yeah, it goes with Phelps. Here comes some facts about Phelps.
Won 18 Olympic gold medals.
18?
18.
Wow. Right, here's your next question. In the Bond film Skyfall, which character's first name is revealed to be Eve? A, M, B, Miss Moneypenny, C, 007. You've put M.
Eve Moneypenny just doesn't have much of a ring to it, so I think M's a bit more mysterious, so I went with M.
Correct answer is... It's Miss Moneypenny. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right with Miss Moneypenny. Moves to within two with four from home.
M in the books was known as Miles Mesevery. That's his real name.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Which poet wrote the lines, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by? A, Walt Whitman. B, Robert Frost. Or C, Emily Dickinson. You've put Emily Dickinson.
It's a familiar saying to me, but...
Yeah. Correct answer is... It's Robert Frost. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put... Now then, he should get this. And does. Moves to within one. Good job we didn't go for the 20 grand, Emma, we'd be out.
Do you know why? Because I've actually got the quote and a picture on my wall.
You have not?
I certainly have. Really? Robert Frost is one of my... He's a New England poet. He was the poet at... John Kennedy's inauguration. And they both died in the same year, 1963.
Wow, how about that? Emma, come on, love.
I know.
We've got to get cracking.
Yep.
Here's your question, good luck. What was the name of the jazz dance that developed in the USA in the 1920s? A, Bindi Fop, B, Lindy Hop, or C, Windy Pop? You've put the Lindy Hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty confident on that one.
Yep. Correct answer is... Lindy Hop is right. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Goes right with Lindy Hop.
Charles Lindbergh.
Charles Lindbergh.
Who flew in the Spirit of St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. Here's the next question. We're three from home. Chaser's still one behind. Three of the six cities of Wales have a name beginning with what letter? A, C, B, N, C, S. This is a tough question.
I know.
You've put C.
I don't know whether it's too obvious.
Cardiff, Carnarvon and Colwyn Bay.
Conway. Yeah,
Conway.
Yeah,
day.
I don't know whether that's a city.
Correct answer is.
Oh, no!
Oh, it's S. All right, staying where you are. Chaser has put...
Did you know that?
Of course I knew it. You know why? That's how I knew it.
Why?
Because it wasn't the app game. See ya, Emma.
Hey, so what were they then?
Yeah. Swansea, St. David, St. Asaph. It was the last city created in 2012. Yeah. Very small city is St. Asaph.
Okay. Emma, I am so sorry to lose you, mate. But you have been caught and the chase is over.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emma. Cheers. Go luck, then. Next to face the chaser is Victor. Welcome to the show, Victor.
Thank you, Bradley. Thank you.
From Croydon?
I'm from Croydon, South London, yeah.
Now, you are retired?
I'm a retired IT manager, yes.
Right. And what do you do with your time now?
I do a lot of volunteering.
Right.
My main volunteering activities, I'm a magistrate.
OK.
And I've been doing that for near on 15 years.
OK. If you won some money today, Victor, what would you do with it?
I would take my wife on holiday to Bali.
OK, and your wife's name is?
Yvonne.
Right, let's get you and Yvonne to Bali. Victor, I wish you well. Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. What word can mean something unimportant or a pudding of jelly and sponge?
Trifle.
Correct. What type of establishment is Ye Olde Cheshire Cheese on London's Fleet Street?
Pass.
It's a pub. Featuring Zedd, Break Free is a 2014 song by which US pop star?
Pass.
Ariana Grande. James Buster Douglas was a world heavyweight champion in what sport?
Boxing.
Correct. Apt Pupil is a work by which American horror writer?
Stephen King.
Correct. The ends of the Southwest Coast footpath are in Somerset and what other county?
Dorset.
Correct. What creature is caught alive at the start of the rhyme 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Fish alive.
Correct. Who's the only German to have captained the European Ryder Cup team?
Pass.
Bernhard Langer. In 1961, which US president made the City Upon a Hill speech?
Kennedy.
JFK, correct. The Silver Cloud was a luxury model made by what car company?
Ford.
No, correct answer. Rolls-Royce and out of time. Victor, £6,000. No, well played. Very good. Happy with that?
Yes, thank you.
Good. It's now time to face the chaser.
Hello, Victor.
Hi, Sean.
I know you're a magistrate. That's why I'm going to send you down.
I think I outrank you in the courtroom, Sean.
Hey! All right, let's put some money on the table. £6,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
Thank you, but if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
£30,000.
Have a chat with your team, Victor. Lucy!
That was a great cash builder. There were some hard questions, and £6,000 is a lot. But you can definitely do £30,000.
Jeff!
£6,000 would be fine by me. Or if you want to take the lower offer, I'm happy.
Ooh, hello. Oh,
OK.
Thank you, team. So we have £1,630,000. But the choice, of course, is yours.
Let's do it, £30,000.
Oh, hey, bring it on.
Let's do it, £30,000.
So what's Yvonne going to say?
She'll be rooting for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Good, £30,000 it is. Victor, for £30,000, the chase is on. Ah, oh, it'll be a good match. OK, here we go. Good luck. Here's your first question. What is the area of a triangle that has a base of 15 centimetres and a height of 10 centimetres? A, 75 square centimetres. B, 150 square centimetres. C, 300 square centimetres. Press him. You've put 300 square centimetres.
It was either C or B, Bradley, to be honest.
Correct answer is 75 square centimetres. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right, 75 square centimetres.
Thanks, Mark. Half base times height.
Yeah, half base times height. Here you go, here's the next question. Which Russian Tsar was assassinated with a bomb in 1881? A, Alexander the First, B, Alexander the Second, or C, Alexander the Third. You've put Alexander the Second.
Another guess, I'm afraid, Bradley.
All right, he'll know this 100%, so you've got to get this right. Correct answer is, to stay in the game. Ooh!
Oh!
Fluked it. Well done.
I've moved. I've got a question right.
Well done, well done. Step close to home. Well done. Alexander II. Chase has put. Alexander II remains the one behind.
Known as Alexander the Liberator because he was one of the most liberal czars of the Russian Empire.
OK, thank you. Here's your question. Deirdre was a heroine in the legends of what country? A, Scotland, B, Ireland, C, Wales. Oh, he's got us. He knows. You've put Ireland. What made you put Ireland?
I just went for a middle one on this one, Bradley.
Correct answer is...
Oh.
Well played. Step closer to home. Chaser's put. Ireland sticks with us. Here's your next question. Oh, this is a tough old match, isn't it? Which of these Shakespearean women does not disguise herself as a man? A, Portia. B, Regan. C, Viola. You've put Regan.
She's one of the daughters of King Lear, so I'm going for Regan.
Correct answer is... Great answer, well played, step close to home. Not a guess, worked it out, one of the daughters. Chaser's put. Yeah. Here's your next question. Thyme is a member of what family of herbs? A, rose, B, laurel, C, mint. You've put mint. Do you cook yourself?
I don't cook, no.
No, no.
If I'm, that's a cookie.
Right, I wouldn't know. You've put mint. Correct answer is? Got to be right. Oh, yeah, well played. Mint it is. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Oh, goes wrong with Laurel. Excellent. Game opens up. You're playing really well, because I'd have been out. I'd have been out up here somewhere.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here's your question. What piece of headwear has ear flaps that are usually tied up on the top? A, a beret. B, a deerstalker. C, Homburg. You've put deerstalker.
Yes.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes, hunting, that sort of stuff.
Correct answer is... Step close to home with 30 grand. Chaser has put. Goes right with deerstalker. Stays within two of us with one from home. Two chances to get
him. Just teasing him. I want him to say one question shooter, but he's not going to have that opportunity today.
Good. OK, good luck. Here's your question. Calm on, Victor. Amrit is a sacred drink in what religion? A, Scientology, B, Judaism, or C, Sikhism? Oh, he's got us. He knows it. He knows it, 100%. You've put Judaism.
Gone down the middle for that one. Luck's been with me. We'll see.
All right, here we go. You put Judaism to go through your 30 grand. Correct answer is... It's Sikhism, staying where you are. Now then, he's got that look on his face. It means he's going to come out in a second with his favourite phrase. Here we go. Chaser has put. Good game. Great game, this. Sikhism. What a great head-to-head this has been.
However it turns out, this is one of the best one-question shootouts I've ever been involved with. Let's do this, Bradley.
Here you go. Here's the question. Good luck, Victor. You've played really well.
Thank you, Bradley.
The 2014 album of which artist broke records for being her third to sell over a million copies in its first week? A, Beyoncé. B, Katy Perry. Or C, Taylor Swift. Ooh, crikey. Wow. Now then, for £30,000 to go through, have you put Beyoncé, Katy Perry or Taylor Swift? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back, folks. 30 grand and a place in the final chase for Victor hangs in the balance. Now, I asked Victor the question before the break. The 2014 album of which artist broke records for being her third to sell over a million copies in its first week? Was it A, Beyoncé, B, Katy Perry, or C, Taylor Swift? Victor, you have put Taylor Swift.
I know it wasn't Beyoncé.
All right, between B and C. OK, I wish you luck. The correct answer is to go through with 30 grand. Here we go. Oh! Back of the net! Well played, Victor. Oh, back of the net. Did you get it?
1989, of course I got it.
Thank you, Sean.
What a great match.
Thank you, Bradley.
Well, brilliant. You're through to the final chase, mate, with 30 grand as well. Wow, brilliant.
Amazing, brother.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Thank you. So good.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Cheers.
Next to face the chaser, it's Jeff. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Bradley.
From Leamington Spa.
Correct, yes.
Born and bred?
No, Coventry born and bred. Moved out to Leamington when I married the lovely Lynn.
All right. Now, you're a dot-com picker.
That's right.
What is that?
I work for a major supermarket, and if you order your goods online without coming into the shop, then I'm sent out to pick your order.
Got you. So what do you do in your spare time?
I'm the treasurer of the Leamington Domino League, which we play every Wednesday, and I'm captain of our team.
Good for you. If you won some money today, Jeff, what would you do with it?
The ideal situation would be in 2016, it'll be my 25th wedding anniversary, okay, and we'd like to go on a long Hawaiian cruise. However, if I was frivolous, I'm an adrenaline junkie, and what I'd like to do...
Hang on, that's a very, very odd mix. Dominoes and adrenaline.
Well, that's how I calm myself down, by playing the dominoes.
Gotcha.
You can go on a Mach 2 aeroplane, a jet
right
fighter, but it costs $9,000. So I'd love to go Mach 2 in a jet fighter.
Crikey, Jeff. And what would Lynn say if you just went off in a plane?
Bye, then.
Fair enough. Jeff, let's get you and Lynn to Hawaii.
That'd be lovely.
I'll wish you luck.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. What five-letter word refers to a non-speaking performer used in crowd scenes?
Mime.
Extra. Sister Nirmala replaced who as head of the Calcutta-based Missionaries of Charity?
Pass.
Mother Teresa. On which of the Canary Islands are the Fire Mountains located?
Lanzarote.
Correct. The whiteness of the whale is a chapter in what Herman Melville novel?
Moby Dick.
Correct. What sci-fi TV series featured Arthur Darville as the companion Rory Williams?
Pass.
Doctor Who. Sarah Story won Britain's first gold medal at what major sporting event in 2012?
100 metres.
Paralympics. Which Jim Davis cartoon character claims, I'm not overweight, I'm under tall?
Pass.
Garfield. On a standard computer keyboard, the percent sign is on the same key as what number?
9.
5. Blondie and Atomic Kitten have topped the charts with covers of what song by the Paragons?
Tide is High.
Correct. The Motherwell Born. No time to get there for you, Jeff. $3,000.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Gambling man?
Let's wait and see.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Sean.
I can tell you're a dominoes player. You kept on coming up with double blanks.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Good.
Let's put some money on the table, though. 3 steps ahead of the chaser, $3,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, chaser will offer you.
Minus £5,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, though, he will offer you.
£35,000.
Have a chat with your team. Lucy.
Come back with the $3,000. You had some hard questions in there, and team.
Okay, thank you.
Good. Victor.
We've got enough money in the kitty. Bring back the three, and there's a seat waiting for you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thank you, team. Minus five, $3,000 or £35,000. Jeff, what'll it be?
As Victor said, he's earned $30,000. I'll add 10% to it, $3,000, please.
Nice one. $3,000 it is. Chaser?
Let's do this, Bradley.
Jeff, for $3,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. What word can be a primate and a term for mimicry? A, ape, B, chimpanzee, C, gorilla. You've put ape. Yeah, it's a mimic.
Yeah.
Correct answer is... Yeah, no problem. First question under our belt. Well played. Step closer home. Chase has put... ape. Chase comes on the table. Still three behind. Here's your next question. Which of these islands is divided between the most countries? A, Borneo, B, Hispaniola, or C, New Guinea? You've put Borneo.
I haven't got a clue.
Guess, OK. Correct answer is... Oh, well played, Borneo. What a guess. Step closer home, add that. Chase has put... Goes right with Borneo.
It's divided into three countries. I know one of them's in Indonesia.
Thank you. Here's your next question. What weekday was known as the Day of Mars in Roman times? A, Tuesday, B, Wednesday, C, Thursday. You've put Wednesday.
I haven't got a clue again. Not a smidgen.
Correct answer is... Tuesday. Okay, yeah. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... goes right with Tuesday, comes down the table, remains two behind. Here's your next question. What did Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott reintroduce in March 2014? A, £10 POMs, B, penal colonies, C, knighthoods. You've put £10 POMs.
No idea at all.
Correct answer is knighthoods. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with knighthood, closes us down, moves to one behind. Got to get these right, three from home. What fruit is depicted at the top of the Wimbledon men's singles trophy? A, a pineapple. B, a banana. C, a pear. Really? You've put pineapple.
I would have thought that the lid would have a spray on the top.
Yeah. Correct answer is... Very good. Pineapple. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Goes right with pineapple. Remains the one behind. Here's your next question. Representing each of the breakaway states, there were how many stars on the Confederacy's battle flag? A, 9. B, 11. C, 13. Always... Need an answer. All right, you have put 9. Is this a guess?
Yes, yeah.
Correct answer is 13. You're staying where you are. If the chaser has put 13, you're out. Chaser has put
9. Ooh,
straight over the bar.
I was surprised there, because I always thought there was 11, but. Because South Carolina was the first to break away. I always thought it was 11.
There you are. Good for us. Here's your next question. The dish moule marinière is normally mussels cooked in what? A, beef stock. B, peppercorn sauce. C, white wine. You've put white wine.
Moules marinière. I'm not great on French, so I've gone for white wine.
Correct answer is... It is white wine. Fantastic. Step close to home. One away with £3,000. Chaser has put. Goes with white wine.
It's another one question shootout.
Here's your question. What was the name of the King of Belgium who abdicated in 2013? A, Albert. B, Alfred. Or C, Alphonse.
Yes.
You've got to get this right then, Jeff.
Yeah.
You've put Alfred.
Yeah. Seems to be a common name over in Belgium, Alfred.
OK.
So,
here we go. Good luck, mate. You've put Alfred. Correct answer is... Ooh! Ouch! Right, Albert is the right answer, staying where you are. Do you think he knows it?
Absolutely smart.
Chaser has put... Goes right, but Albert takes us out. Ooh.
Albert the second.
OK.
Right.
Came to the phone in 1993.
Been an absolute pleasure, sir. Thank you very much indeed.
Jeff, sorry to lose you, but you have been caught for you. The chase is over.
Away it goes.
Good to see you, mate.
Okay.
Thank you. Fair luck, Jeff. So... Victor has put £30,000 in the prize fund. Now, Lucy is up after the break. Is she going to take away from that £30,000? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it's Lucy. Welcome to the show, Lucy.
Thank you.
You're from Hampshire?
Yep.
All right, what do you do for a living?
I'm a trainee electromagnetic engineer, and that's the short version.
What is that? What does that do?
We test military aircraft for their airworthiness, make sure they're safe so that their electronics, their radar systems don't get affected by, you know, fields, like electric fields they might fly in. So, pretty niche.
All right. What do you do to relax?
I play rugby, so I go and squish people into the mud.
What do you do to relax? I play rugby?
Yeah.
Seriously?
It's great tension reliever.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
me and my girlfriend are moving in together soon, so we found the house. It'd be nice to actually have some furniture to put in it. So, okay.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Alex.
Alex. Now, what does Alex do to relax? Does she play rugby?
Yes.
You're kidding.
That's how we met. Yeah. No, that would be good.
What are you doing Friday? Great. Right, you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Good luck, Lucy. Your time starts now. What party expelled Ken Livingstone when he stood independently for London Mayor?
Labour.
Correct. Arthur Wood composed the theme music for what long-running radio series?
The Archers.
Correct. The dramatist George Chapman is best known for translating which Greek poet?
Homer.
Correct. Which violinist received a 4-year skiing ban in 2014?
Pass.
Vanessa May. The name of what Israeli communal settlement comes from the Hebrew for gathering?
Ghetto.
Kibbutz. Rose Maybud and Robin Oakapple feature in what Gilbert and Sullivan operetta?
Pirates of Penzance.
Ruddy Gore. In 2014, I'm a Celebrity quitter. Gemma Collins is from what reality show?
TOWIE, The Only Way Is Essex.
Correct. What retail organisation began on Toad Lane, Rochdale, in 1844?
Selfridges.
Cooperative movement. Life and Laughing is the autobiography of which stand-up comedian?
Les Dennison.
Michael McIntyre. God, there are some rotten questions in there. Lucy, well done, though, 4 grand.
OK, that's...
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Lucy.
Hello, Sean.
I'm about to collapse your scrum.
Let's put some money on the table. Lucy, £4,000 if you wish to take a step closer home. Chase will offer you...
-£10,000.
However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£40,000.
Have a chat with Victor.
What do you think?
Lucy. Go for the four, Lucy. You're confident enough to do it.
Lovely. Thank you very much. The choice, of course, is yours.
40... Lovely offer, but got to play it safe at this stage, so I'll go with a 4.
4's good. OK, Chaser?
With an answer like Homer in that cash builder, you are going to be a threat. That's why you've got to go.
Yeah. Good job you're a fan of The Simpsons. Lucy, for £4,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. On an Ordnance Survey Explorer map, what fairground ride indicates a theme park? A, roller coaster, B, Ferris wheel, C, carousel. You've put carousel.
Yep, I'm sure I remember like a little picture of a horse on a stick.
You got it?
Yeah.
Correct answer is? Well played, step closer to home. Carousel is right. Chase has put. Also goes with carousel. Here's the next question. Which of these boys' names does not end the name of a chemical element? A, Don. B, Ron. C, John. You've put John.
There's radon, iron, so yeah, John.
Iron, very good. Correct answer is... Step closer to home. Well played. Chase has put. John.
To be fair, with your science background, I would have expected you to get it.
Excellent. All right, here's your next question. What is the meaning of the country name Bahrain? A, one land. B, two seas. C, three oil wells. You've put one land.
Thinking of the location. Could be two C's, but we'll see.
Correct answer is? It's two C's, yeah. OK, staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right with two C's.
Yeah, I did know that.
Here's your next question. The sectors on which type of graph are divided by radii? A, a bar chart, B, histogram, or C, a pie chart? You've put pie chart. Yeah. Correct answer is, even I know that one. Well played. Step closer home. Chase has put.
did not know that one.
Chase is two from us, we're two from home. Here's your question. Which of these horses, all ridden by Lester Piggott, won the Epsom Derby first? A, Nijinsky. B, the Minstrel. C, Roberto. Oof. Oh, good press. Well played. You've put the Minstrel. Do you know this?
No, that was a guess. That's why I thought I'd go for the pressure.
Well done. Well played. Here we go. Correct answer is... Oh, it's Nijinsky. Ouch, double ouch. Staying where we are. Chase has put. Ooh, hello.
Oh, no, I didn't want this.
Hello.
Won the Triple Crown, didn't it? 1970, I believe.
I wouldn't know.
The Triple Crown being the Derby, the 2,000 Guineas and the St Ledger.
OK, thank you. All right, Chase has moved to one behind. We are two from home. Good luck. Here's your question. Which of these US states did not ratify prohibition? A, Rhode Island. B, Oregon. C, Wisconsin. You've put Rhode Island.
Again, a guess, but maybe a bit out the way, do their own thing. Maybe my US geography isn't that good. I don't know, it's a guess.
Correct answer is... Oh, great answer, well played. Step close to home, well done. Chase has put, he might get this wrong, you know. And he does, goes with Oregon. That's good for us, game opens up. We've got two chances of getting through now, Lucy. I think you've played well. Here's your next question. Which of these characters from children's books usually wears glasses? A, the Gruffalo. B, where's Wally? C, the Cat in the Hat. You've put, where's Wally?
Yeah, little round ones.
Cool. Correct answer is, come on, Lucy. Well played. Very good. Well played. How's your nerve? Woo. I thought you played really well there, actually.
Thank you.
Chaser.
I thought you played very well, and yeah. I definitely didn't want you to go through, because you're young, you're going to compliment Victor, and yeah. This is going to be a battle in the final, Chase, believe you me.
It certainly is. Lucy, well played.
Thank you.
Good for you. You're through. And also a plus figure, take it up to 34 grand. So Lucy and Victor have made it through to the final chase. The total prize fund is £34,000. Will Lucy get her decorating done? Will Victor take Yvonne to Bali? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Lucy and Victor have made it through to the final chase, and there's 34 grand in the prize fund, £17,000 each. During the break, Victor and Lucy had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
B.
Set B it is. Thank you very much. That means, of course, our chaser, Sean Wallace, gets set A. Two of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a two-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. These questions will come at you much quicker than the cash build around. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
I wish you luck. Lucy, Victor, your time starts now. What pet animal is usually taken for walkies?
Lucy.
Dog.
Correct. In what TV series did Ben Miller play D.I. Richard Poole?
Lucy.
Death in Paradise.
Correct. An equilateral triangle has how many lines of symmetry?
Victor.
Three.
Correct. Magic Johnson played basketball for what NBA team?
Victor.
Bears.
LA Lakers. The Daily Record newspaper serves what country of the UK?
Victor.
Manchester.
Scotland. Beep was a hit single for what American girl group?
Lucy.
Pussycat Dolls.
Correct. What New Zealand city is named after Arthur Wellesley?
Lucy.
Wellington.
Correct. The word gin comes from the Dutch word for what plant?
Lucy.
Juniper.
Correct. Domenico Dolce co-founded what Italian fashion house?
Lucy.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Correct. Liza Minnelli was born in what decade?
Victor.
20s.
40s. Who preceded Angela Merkel as Chancellor of Germany?
Lucy.
Pass.
Gerhard Schroeder. What London airport is in the postcode area TW6?
Victor.
Heathrow.
Correct. Fish and Shellfish is a 2014 book by which chef?
Victor.
Jamie Oliver.
Rick Stein. Who was the first king to reside at Hampton Court Palace?
Lucy.
Henry VIII.
Correct. Navratri is a festival in what religion?
Lucy.
Hindu.
Correct. What's the next month after May to have 31 days?
Lucy.
July.
Correct. Which captain of TV shooting stars was born in Sweden?
Pass.
It's Ulrika Johnson. Which Prime Minister died in office in 1865 at the age of 80?
Victor.
Pass.
Lord Palmerston. What American naval base is nicknamed Gitmo?
Lucy.
Guantanamo Bay.
Correct. Which Australian feminist wrote The Whole Woman?
Lucy.
Germaine Greer.
Correct. Road touring and folding are types of what mode of transport? Bad luck out of time would have been bicycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 15.
Not too bad.
There to go.
We need some pushbacks,
yes,
I think.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's time to bring back the chaser. Looking forward to it?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Now, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push him back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. How many legs has a chipmunk?
Two.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Here we go.
Chipmunk, four?
Four.
We'll go with
four.
Four is correct. We can't push the chaser back. First question, we have to push you on. There you are. You go round to 16. Chaser, your time starts again now. Which of the Benelux countries has the highest population?
The Netherlands.
Correct. Who first recorded the spectrum as having seven colours?
Isaac Newton.
Correct. In the Bible, who did Lamech father at the age of 182?
Noah.
Correct. What English summer fruit belongs to the Fragaria plant family?
Strawberry.
Correct. The Gaudi House Museum is in what Spanish city?
Barcelona.
Correct. Mount Parnassus was a sacred peak in what mythology?
Greek.
Correct. What Japanese company makes cars at Burniston near Derby?
Nissan.
Stop the clock.
Hyundai. Let's go for Hyundai.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
Hyundai.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Toyota. 10 required to catch the team. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Butler's Farm is a location in what TV soap?
Emmerdale.
Correct. Here Comes the Bride was a tagline for what Tarantino film?
Kill Bill.
Correct. Which world champion athlete was born Elizabeth Lynch?
Liz McColgan.
Correct. What Kent town was given the prefix Royal in 1909?
Tunbridge Wells.
Correct. Jackie Collins' first novel was The World is Full of What?
Married Men.
Correct. In the term Civvy Street, what's Civvy short for?
Pavilion.
Correct. You're My Number One was a hit single for which band in 1999?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
How about Take That?
Yeah, Take That.
Is wrong. Correct answer is S Club 7. Four to catch the team, 38 seconds remaining. Here we go, your time starts again. Now, which former Cuban leader is the older brother of Raul Castro?
Fidel.
Correct. Castro. RTE is a national broadcaster in what country?
The Republic of Ireland.
Correct. Which writer created Pop and Ma Larkin?
H.E. Bates.
Correct. How many bottles are in a standard case of wine?
How many bottles? Four.
Stop the clock.
12 or 6. What do you reckon? What did you think initially? Standard
six.
Case of wine. Six?
Because they come like... Yeah.
Six? I'm with you on that.
Six.
He's wrong. 12.
12. Oh.
All right, here we go. One to catch, 17 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. Virginia McKenna played Joy Adamson in what 60s film?
Born Free.
Correct. Wow, team. Now then, caught with 13 seconds remaining, four opportunities to push back, one executed. But I have to say, I thought as a team you played really, really well. Have you enjoyed your day?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Been brilliant.
Fantastic day.
Thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. I thought you'd be a great team. However, I now have to take away the £34,000 and tell you that Lucy and Victor, you have been caught and for you the chase is over. Chaser.
You're class, the pair of you. But at the end of the day, it's just another day at the office.
Just another day at the office. Not for Lucy and Victor, by the way, because they've taken out with 13 seconds remaining and 34 grand goes into thin air. Could you take money from a chaser? Well, then please come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.